It's just that Tom promised me something really exciting, so I don't want to skip it. This is personal for me because last time we were here, we profiled an amazing, you know, Victorian in Ralph Babbitt. I don't know if anyone else was here and remembers that. It was very good. And Tom promised me that he would introduce me to more of, you know, your culture and your people to try and win me over. And so I understand that I was going to learn about the man, the myth, the legend, Jim Penman.
Jim goddamn Penman. Any fans That's in? There he is. Tough crowd. Oh, okay. I'm
groaning. Do we not like him?
What? I think he's another Victorian hero, personally. What do you know about Jim Penman?
Not much, but I just I have a memory that there's bad vibes, but I don't remember the specifics.
All right, let's get into the specifics. Jim Penman is the CEO of Jim's Group here, of course, very famous for Jim's Mowing, but Jim's Group has expanded over the years to include Jim's Dog Wash, Jim's Fencing, Jim's Cleaning, Jim's Handyman, Jim's Termite and Pest Control, Jim's Antennas, Jim's Bathrooms, Jim's Bin Cleaning, Jim's Blind and Cleaning and Repairs, Jim's Blind and Shutters, Jim's Bookkeeping, we'll bring out soon, Oz, Jim's Beauty, Jim's Car Dealing, Jim's Carpet Cleaning, Jim's Hazardous Material, Jim's Life Coaching, Jim's Remedial Massage,
fuck off,
Jim's Jumping Castles and Party Hire. And fuckloads more.
More
than that. I skipped through the whole list.
Wow.
He's Australia's greatest small business psychopath who loves to get involved in politics. And I thought it'd be good to talk about it because on Monday this week, it appeared as if Jim was getting involved in the political terrain.
Tom got.
I got got. He launched Jim's party on Monday, April 1st.
Serious danger to Australia.